the 90s. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Saginaw campus of the University of Illinois. The first time we came to Rochester, New York, we opened up for Cam Heat that year. Just to put it in perspective. Back in those days, this song was considered a protest song about the Vietnam War. It was a harsh protest. But I will tell you what, this country has its problems, that is true. But nowadays, I don't know if it's just the time that's passed or what, but when we play this song, I like to concentrate more on what's right about this country, because there's plenty of that as well. To have been born and raised in a place where a young person can have a dream. And if they work hard, and if they believe in themselves, and with the support of their community, there is nothing that can stand in the way of that dream coming true right here in America. I'm grateful that I live in a place where I can express myself. I can express my spirituality.
Oh,
year on the second annual Midwest Rock and Roll Express Tour, which consists of ourselves, our good friends in Styx, and our special guest, the uniquely talented, the inimitable, the notorious, the Motor City Madman himself, Mr. Ted Nugent. So it is a miracle that we are here before you tonight, my friends, having survived 6 weeks with Terrible Ted. But here's the thing, see, I know the man since way before he became like the bow and arrow, the deer hunting right wing rifle guy. You know, I know him as the Detroit guitar slinger, man, one of the great classic rock guitarists of all time. So, here's the thing, man, whether you agree with him or not, you know, he walks the walk, he talks the talk, he's a man of his word. You gotta respect that whether you agree with him or not. So that's how I deal with it. But of all the things about Ted that I disagree with, there is one thing. I can accept the rest of it. That's just political beliefs, you know, whatever. But here's the thing. Every night, he would come on stage, and he would introduce one of his most famous hits as the most beautiful, the most gorgeous, wonderful, lush, rock and roll love ballads of all time. The most beautiful classic rock romantic ballad ever written. A song of his called Cat Scratch Fever. Scare the crap out of me every single night during this break.
Really?
Oh, was that horse that went? So anyway, here's the deal. Sometime later tonight, I would imagine that some of you may want to find yourself a private place, you know, kind of get together with that special person. You wanna pour some wine, you wanna light some candles, you wanna set up a romantic atmosphere for love, you see. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And here's the thing. The final touch to set up the proper romantic interlude, my friends, is to pick the proper piece of music. You've got to have the right music or love is not going to happen, my friends. So at that moment later tonight, are you going to put on Cat Scratch Fever or this?
Yeah.
Go.
Thank you.
reward him with a chain. Let's look the window. I saw her eyes were as red as mine. I went by, but I can't believe she's leaving. In a lonely farmer's town, and a shepherd calling, he won't turn your head around. Oh no. But if you ever get lonely, you just pick up a telephone. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
for Bruce Hall! Just
Somebody hit a stump.
Thank you. December 1980. And I woke up and I couldn't get back to sleep because I had these three simple piano chords just going round in my head. And good thing I slipped into my recording studio and pressed a little red button because I will say that our lives have not been the same since.
Oh.
are. The Hitman, Brian Hit on the drums. I'm Kevin Cronin. We're L.E.L. Speedwagon.